Forgets it all.
He reverts back to old school Big Baby. Tisk, tisk. See? And here I thought you were all ready to start toddling around the living room, and I was going to have to put bumpers on all the tables and the corners so you wouldn't bust your little Big Baby head open. No, no, no. You're still crawling around in your little diaper and making poo-poo.
And sticking my fingers in the light sockets.
I mean, really. Really. I mean, what a difference a day makes. Yesterday you were ready
it
for the big time.
Off, man.
Oh, my gosh. Speak of the devil. Hello, Satan. Just kidding. Speak of the devil. Work with me, Mac. Mac just showed up here at Landers. How about that? Sorry, Money. We would have had you on about 2 minutes ago, but Big Baby has his head in his diaper, so don't mind
Sorry,
him.
Jeff.
It's all good. There's no time constraints here. We're well within the parameters that we're dealt with.
But. Look, Jeff, I'm perfect, but I can't expect everybody else to be. It's tough.
I'd play your program manager. Yes,
I would say that.
You demand excellence.
That could be more tongue-in-cheek, but then if it was, you wouldn't be able to understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. So, anyway, I'm totally kidding. Big Baby's doing a great job, but we love to abuse him. Okay. We always hurt the ones we love, Christina. You know that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, moving on. We have what's going to be a lovely day today. The weather this weekend, according to forecaster Christina, could be a little bit iffy, and that's being generous. But don't worry, Jeff will be around to pick out some muddas tomorrow and Saturday as we continue with Oaklawn Race Day at 11 o'clock. So, we do have a card today that is full of winners. Whether or not we can pick them out remains to be seen. I put all the pressure on Jeff Money Taylor.
Well, that's what we try to do, Justin, certainly. Yeah, and it is a challenging card today. Some little bit larger fields, and we'll see this, I think, as the season continues to play out in the final 3 weeks. As expected, a lot of these barns looking for one last shot, really to get a little shipping money before they head on down the road. The opener today, very competitive. We start the week with some 8 and 20,000 claimers. I went to number 4 in here, Our Hope, in Bays from Sunland Park. Top-notch horseman here, Chris Hartman, sends this filly out. She gets Lasix for the first time. She gets blinkers added. And she ran a pretty good one out there at Sunland in the desert. She chased 22 opening quarter in her debut, her only start. Did finish a very credible second. Good, solid, sideways move class-wise from maiden specials there to $20,000 for the claiming price here. All signs point to a very good local debut from number 4, Our Hope, in the opener. Second race, I think, to try to beat the favorites a little bit futile here. Also number 4 in your program, that would be Flatter Me Jim, the easiest of winners last time out going a mile and 3/16. Kind of a curious distance here at Oaklawn, but mile and 1/8, a little shorter today for Flatter Me Jim, but he should have no trouble doubling up. Easy double numbers to remember today, 4 and 4. Let's move now to the featured 8th race on the afternoon, a very bettable affair. You can just take a look at the morning line. Everybody 10-1 or less in this wide open affair. I went to number 7, Lady Hashish, in here. This one, I think, returns to a winning distance going a mile this afternoon versus a little bit longer amount of real estate last time out. So we'll get Louis Keeve in the irons here, and I think this one turns in a very nice late rally. That's number 7, Lady Hadish. That's in the featured 8th race. Our Buzz Longshot play comes back in the, I believe it is in the 3rd race. That would be number 7, Cabe, hoping for a little bit better than the 9-2 price that you see in the morning line. I think we'll get it. This is another very contentious and deep affair. Trainer Steve Asmussen claimed this horse out of his last race. That alone is a positive signal, but he claimed it for himself, which just reinforces, I think, the well-metness of this horse, if there is such a word today. Number 7, Cabe, that's in the 3rd, or Buzz Longshot, play of the day.
Monty, how about a little bonus pick from the world of basketball, being the NCAA aficionado that you are? You got any thoughts on tonight's games?
I kind of lost interest. I had one small sliver of hope. I needed Illinois to beat Miami Sunday evening. That obviously didn't happen. I'm like the rest of, the basketball world, rooting for Florida Gulf. I think that's a great story. LaSalle on the other side, another Cinderella team. So two of them in the final 16. I think we'll be looking at those two teams pretty closely.
All right, very good. And I have a couple bonus picks here, and we'll let you go, Jeff, because this I don't want to impact your brain because these are totally winging it. So look at here. Yeah, nice shirt there, Buckeye cheater. All right, Jeff, appreciate you, man. See you, buddy. We'll talk to Money tomorrow, and we appreciate him. He works at one of the other Landers stores. He's not to be named.
And he walks in with